Now, as part of his two-year state budget proposal, Governor Tony Evers wanted more than $70 million in funding to combat homelessness and provide affordable housing grants to municipalities around the state. Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee rejected that last month, approving just over $1 million of new money for one of the state's housing assistance programs. The committee has yet to release several million dollars approved for homeless programs during the previous budget cycle. Advocates for the homeless and some lawmakers say that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the need for more resources is as urgent as ever. Republicans have said they plan to work on standalone bills to deal with the issue and point toward federal money coming to possibly deal with some of these issues. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see homelessness and housing be a priority for the state in the next budget? What questions do you have about what programs are out there? What services receive state money? Have you been homeless yourself during the pandemic or before? Do you work with homeless people in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike Bassford is director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me on again, Rob.
Mike, what do we know about the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on homelessness here in Wisconsin?
Well, before the pandemic, we were operating under what I now call the normal state of crisis. We had thousands of people all across the state who were homeless. From a point in time count in beginning of 2020 that counted for over 4,500 people as being what would be termed literally homeless. That would be in an emergency shelter or on the streets or in a place not meant for habitation. We still continue to have almost 20,000 children that are served by homelessness programs in schools throughout Wisconsin. And so there was a lot of work that was ahead of us that even without the pandemic would be a very tough haul. When the pandemic happened, it had a very profound effect on communities throughout the state. First and foremost, we had an issue with emergency sheltering. Because of the CDC guidelines and social distancing, we were a lot of community emergency shelters had to shut down because they were not equipped to operate under those guidelines, or a lot of shelters had to relied on volunteer work, usually from people who couldn't put themselves in a position to be exposed potentially to COVID-19. So that was a very big issue. That was the first real flashpoint of what we were experiencing. And then the ensuing economic downturn in Wisconsin put tens of thousands of Wisconsin households on the brink of being evicted from their homes and entering the homelessness system. So we had to really jump in and do a lot to help out people. I mean, mostly what I do under the normal state of crisis is basically policy work, but I had to pivot to do a lot of technical support for communities, for coalitions, for agencies, just to help them get what they needed to be able to serve people as they could in their communities.
Well, I want to look at two different sources of funding here. Let's turn to the federal government first. We saw various relief packages, some money still coming out from some of those things. What kind of things came from the federal government that might have helped with housing, whether it's keeping people in their housing in the first place or helping the people who are already homeless?
So let's start with keeping people in housing. During the first relief bill, the CARES Act that was passed in April of last year, Wisconsin was able to commit over $25 million in emergency rental assistance for people who had to who lost their income due to the economic downturn and couldn't pay their rent. Those funds were spent, and over 14,000 households in Wisconsin were assisted, and so they were able to stay in their housing as a result of that. So there was also Governor Evers in March signed Emergency Order 15, which was a 60-day rental eviction and foreclosure moratorium. And that really drove down the numbers of filed evictions and eviction judgments. And that was very successful in keeping people in housing. Since then, with the December relief funding that was passed, another large amount of funds, about $350 million, has been allocated to the state to start up another emergency rental assistance program, the Wisconsin Emergency Rental Assistance Program, otherwise known as WERA. And that is doing a great job in keeping the eviction numbers down, keeping people in housing, and keeping people stable.
We're talking about homelessness in Wisconsin during the pandemic and beyond. Mike Bassford is with us, director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness. You can join in with your questions for our guest, your experiences maybe in your own community at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Mike, here we are in a budget negotiation year. The governor put this plan to spend a chunk of money, $70 million, in funding related to homelessness. What kind of things did you see in the governor's plan that might target some of the things you're talking about here?
So when the governor put together the budget, the idea was to put together a budget that reflected the realities of the pandemic and what will hopefully be a post-pandemic period during the biennium. Out of that was the largest investment in direct funding for homelessness programs. This is from everything from case management to shelter grants to there was a new a new rental assistance program for homeless veterans that was proposed at $1 million a year. And so that the total amount of those direct spending requests came to a little over $13.5 million, which by far is more than has ever been put into any budget for homelessness directly. The rest was for the development of affordable housing, and which is incredibly important. No matter where you are in the state, urban or rural, whatever community you're in, everybody tells me the same thing, and that is the number one barrier for people who are homeless to get into housing and housing stability is the availability of affordable housing. The National Low Income Housing Coalition has estimated that for low income and extremely low income people, that is people who are earning 50% or less than the median incomes in their communities, that we are about a little more than 120,000 units shy of what we need.
Now, Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee removed just about all of that funding as they tackled the budget, but said they, you know, they're not done with it. They might do things in standalone bills. And also they pointed toward federal money that's going to cover some of the same things. What do you make of that decision? Are you hopeful that something will come of that?
So currently there is an omnibus bill that is that was introduced in the state assembly, has been 3 months ago was sent to the Senate Housing Commerce Committee. They have yet to have a hearing on that bill. And what that bill does is it was similar to what happened in the last session of the legislature, in which there were a number of bills that passed out of the assembly that all but one of them didn't even have a vote on the floor of the state Senate. Those were disappointing. So I, you know, I'm generally in support of this omnibus bill and would really like to see a hearing done in the Senate and to have the legislature take that up. And that will provide extra funding for some of the programs that we were talking about. Nothing along the lines of what the governor was proposing in the budget. These were funds that were proposed in the previous budget. And so I would say that, you know, it reflects kind of a pre-COVID mentality on the priorities of funding for these programs.
We're talking to Mike Basford, director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness, about the demand for support services during the pandemic and where things stand on funding homelessness programs and affordable housing programs in the upcoming state budget. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think the state should increase spending on assistance for people who are homeless or for affordable housing, especially after the COVID-19 pandemic? Do you have questions about how this all works? Have you experienced homelessness yourself? Do you see it in your community? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk with Mike Basford, director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness, looking at the impact of the pandemic on homeless people and ideas for funding support and housing programs. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about homelessness in Wisconsin and services available? Do you have experience working on these issues in your own community? Have you experienced homelessness yourself in recent years or in the distant past? Love to hear your perspective at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring on a caller now. Ray is with us in Milwaukee. Ray, hello.
Hi. I'm going to ask about this tiny homes project. I think I saw it from California where they had built, maybe there were 20 tiny homes on a plot of land that maybe previously there would have only been one or two homes there, and they gave the homes to veterans that were homeless. Why isn't anything like that even being considered, seeing that our rents are so high? Why would the governor want to continue paying these high rents for people when you could build them a tiny home for $8,000 or less and give them a home they can say they now own?
Ray, thanks for the call. Mike, I know there have been pilot projects, I believe, for tiny homes in Madison, possibly elsewhere in the state. Do you think that could be part of the solution?
Well, certainly. I mean, yes, there have been a couple of projects. In fact, there was one that was stood up toward the end of last year in Madison, literally four blocks from where I'm talking to you right now. And that has been rather successful in keeping people safe. They took in people that were in the encampments throughout the city. And that's the OM Village folks there. There is a tiny homes project in Racine that is Veterans Village that has been running now for a few years, has been quite successful in their mission to house veterans. And it certainly is something, and it's something that other communities are also considering as well. There are a lot of things that have to be done in order for a community to set up a tiny homes village. Mostly it's things having to do with, first of all, the community wanting to have that happen. And then they have to do things such as change their zoning codes and plan for that. It's certainly something that does have our support. However, you know, it really is going to be more dependent on communities themselves really wanting to have this type of option.
Thanks for the call, Ray, at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Heather with us in Madison. Heather, hello.
Hey.
What did you want to tell us about, Heather?
I'm I'm currently homeless right now with my three young children, and I definitely think they need to increase funding programs, just accessibility to resources for people to get out of homelessness. It's disgusting almost to the fact where people cannot get back into the renting game. I've been homeless for almost a little over a year now with my kids are 4, 3, and 1, and it's sad. We still can't find housing.
And Heather, can I ask, where do the four of you end up at night?
We're, thank God, we're being supported by an amazing group called Sankova. So we've had a roof overhead. I can't thank God enough. It makes me just cry. If it wasn't for groups like them, we would probably be living out of storage or in my vehicle at night.
But best to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing your story, your experience with us. Your thoughts, Mike, on the story we heard there from Heather?
Well, I'm very aware of the fantastic work that Sankofa in Madison does. They do wonderful work. Highly support them. She's absolutely right that we do need more support. But I definitely would be remiss if I didn't say that the stories about what Sankofa has been able to do and other agencies and people that have been working on this all over Wisconsin, in communities large and small, in every corner of the state, have done, and this is a word I do not like to use very often, but they have done absolutely heroic work in keeping people safe if over the pandemic. Really, if it had it not been for all of this work, and again, it's just been a heroic effort that's been put forth. Had it not been for that, I really shudder to think what the effect of the pandemic would have been on people who are experiencing homelessness in Wisconsin.
Heather, thanks again for sharing your story. And Mike, you mentioned communities big and small. And I think when people think of homelessness, they might think of visible homelessness, think of larger cities, homeless people panhandling on the street or maybe in an encampment. What aren't we seeing? What's the face of homelessness that doesn't confront us on the street?
Well, the faces of homelessness are manifold, right? And it is something, homelessness is something that is happening in all 72 counties of Wisconsin. Let us be very clear. This is not a Madison and Milwaukee or Green Bay or other large city issue. This is something that is happening in urban areas and rural areas, everywhere in the state. And before the pandemic, when I was able to go in person around Wisconsin, to meet with the folks who are working on this, there were not a whole lot of differences other than in scale. Some communities have single digits of people who are homeless, and they could be people who are doubled up. There could be people couch surfing. There could be people that are sleeping in a tent in the middle of the woods where nobody would ever find them. And everything in between. It's an issue that affects all of us in every county. Definitely want to make that clear.
And Mike, just in our last minute or so, the state budget, it's not a done deal yet. If there's one thing that you wanted the governor and lawmakers to agree on that can make a difference over the next couple of years, what would you put at the top of your list for them?
Well, investments in affordable housing would certainly be the number one thing that I would, if there was only one thing. And then this is the thing. We've been receiving a lot of funding from the federal government, and yes, that is true, and that is very welcome. And while some may want to look at that as an excuse to not fund at state level, the things that we've been seeing funded from the federal government, like emergency rental assistance, and potentials for affordable housing, et cetera, they only take and the Emergency Solutions Grant Program that does fund certain programs. They are only taking care of certain pieces of a very complex puzzle. There needs to be a very broad spectrum of support and interventions, be it everything from job training to childcare to alcohol and drug abuse, mental health, case management. I could go on for at least another hour about all the different programs that need to be well-funded in order to really tackle all of the aspects of homelessness in the state.
And we'll leave it there. Thanks to our guest, Mike Bassford, Director of the Wisconsin Interagency Council on Homelessness.